State health officials say more than 4,000 people died from drug overdoses in Ohio last year. That's more than 30% higher than the previous year. The new figures come as Governor Kasich rolls out more ways to crack down on painkiller prescriptions. But critics say there is an obvious resource that's not being utilized in the opioid crisis. State House correspondent Andy Chow reports.
Doctors can no longer prescribe powerful painkillers for longer than 7 days for adults and 5 days for kids. That's to treat acute pain. Governor John Kasich urges doctors to realize the part they can play in reducing opioid addiction in Ohio.
Everybody needs to understand when you're dispensing this stuff, in some respects, like walking around with a loaded gun. You have a responsibility to do this the right way.
But Kasich acknowledges that fighting this epidemic goes beyond prescription guidelines and includes law enforcement cutting off the supply chain and increased prevention efforts. The Ohio Department of Health says there were 4,050 overdose deaths in Ohio last year. Nearly 3,500 were opioid-related. Deaths caused by prescribed painkillers are declining, but the number of people dying of illicit drugs is on the rise. Kasich says that's because street drugs like cocaine can be laced with the highly potent fentanyl, which can be 100 times stronger than heroin.
So for those people who are out there who think it's safe to go meet somebody on a corner and score a little something, You're playing with your life.
More than half of all drug overdose deaths last year, 58%, involved fentanyl. The new prescription regulations were rolled out with a lot of muscle from the medical field. People representing doctors, nurses, and pharmacy groups were all in support of the rules. And if they don't follow them?
I don't care who you are. You violate these guidelines, and the medical board will come after you. And you will be disciplined and perhaps even lose your license. So let's be clear about this. This is really, really serious stuff.
But critics are firing back at the way Kasich is handling this epidemic. That includes Democratic Senate Minority Leader Kenny Yucco of the Cleveland area.
We're not giving the right answers at the right time to the right people. And so, you know, to take one aspect of it and say, okay, we're going to limit the amount of prescription drugs you can have, I don't believe it's the right answer.
Yucco says cutting off prescription drugs will only lead people to illegal drugs.
This might be a good solution if it worked as designed. But when it doesn't work as designed and you force a person to go to the streets looking for those drugs, then we might be asking for more problems than what this bargains for.
He adds that there's a major aspect that Kasich is not addressing, treatment. The Senate Democratic Caucus proposed a plan a few months ago that asked Kasich to pump more money into treatment centers and groups that fight addiction on the local level by taking $200 million out of the Rainy Day Fund. That's 10% of the reserve. Yucco also took issue with Kasich saying there's good news out of Ohio with the drop in prescription drug overdose deaths.
Does it really matter if those people who got cut off of prescription drugs went to found illegal drugs and they ultimately passed away? The answer is no. You know, there's no winning situation here until we stop this.
Kasich has countered in the past that the state's best resource for treatment is the money received through Medicaid expansion, which he's advocated for nationwide. He's been working with Democratic Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper on a plan that would overhaul the federal health care law. But it wouldn't touch Medicaid expansion. He plans to release the details of that proposal soon. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.